I'm ready. I've been ready. All right, since I just prayed, we're going to talk about attitude of gratitude, okay? So I want to drive thankfulness. I don't even know who's title. This is for you guys that are listening. I want to drive thankfulness so deeply into our hearts that when hard times come, gratitude comes out instead of complaining. Many of you have drove a nail into a piece of wood, and being thankful and complaining are a lot like driving that nail. Whenever things are smooth, the nail goes in straight into the wood with no problem. But sometimes you hit a knot, you keep hammering, and suddenly that nail bends. That knot is like complaining. Complaining can bend your attitude, affect your thinking, and change your whole day. Now you have a choice. You can leave the bent nail there and become bitter and negative, or you can pull it out, strengthen or straighten it, and drive it into a better place. Sometimes we have to remove ourselves from negativity so that we can remain thankful. Attitude matters. Attitude is important because it affects your every area of your life. You know, we all have, well, I don't know if we do. I do. We have Facebook. And I was looking at Facebook and I'm friends with this person and they put on there the other day and they are eating tomatoes and cottage cheese and said it's a poor lady food. And I said, amen, because if I had to eat that, it's because I'm poor. But had that, and then the next post, a couple of days later or whatever, was like, bills are paid, but I'm still broke. And I'm like, there's a pattern here. And then a couple of days later, I was thinking about it, and then I took a break and I got on Facebook and then saw another one. And I'm like, I'm gonna say this too. And it was health is bad, so poor I'm gonna have to sell my horse for doctor bills. And every time talks about being poor, and guess what? She's poor. And she's saying it. Our words matter. You can change the direction of your life by changing your attitude. Have you ever been around someone who complains about everything? You walk outside and say, thank God for the sunshine. And they say, well, if we don't get rain, it's going to burn all the grass. And then the next day it rains and you think, thank God for the rain. And they say, well, now we're going to have to mow. No matter what happens, they always find something wrong. That's not like the kind of person we should become. As believers, we look for reasons to thank God instead of reasons to complain. Your attitude begins in your mind, and then it becomes your thoughts. And then your thoughts become your words, and then your words become your actions. That's why we can't fight wrong thoughts with thoughts. You have to speak it. We have to fight them with words and the truth of God's words. When thoughts come like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. What if things never get better? What if something's wrong with me? You answer those thoughts with truth. Lord, I thank you that you're my provider. I thank you that you're my peace. Thank you, you're my healing, and you're my healing and my faithfulness. You don't have to yell it. You can whisper it into a inner room, but you have to speak it. If you have to go somewhere else, but you have to speak. Proverbs 18:21. I might change this specific version different than yours, but same gist. I think I broke shortened mine a little bit. The tongue has the power of life and death. Oh wait, no, I said 18:21. Did I give you that one? I might have told you wrong. Oh, that's my next one. Okay. So this one's Proverbs 18:21. That's my fault, not Chastity's. The tongue has the power of life and death. We can continually speak, or what we continually speak shapes our mindsets and influences our lives. Your attitude shows on the outside. Your attitude. it is visible before you ever say a word. If someone's angry, you can pretty much tell it. If someone's happy, that shows too. I mean, when I was writing it down, I was thinking of Asher. You know if he's happy or mad. And it's pretty easy. He's either jumping up and down or he's laying on the ground crying. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. So a thankful heart strengthens you, and a contented spirit drains you. Be thankful for what you already have. It is easy to focus on what we do not have and forget what God has blessed us with. I personally would really like to have a side-by-side. And, you know, I got myself thinking about it all the time. And then the Lord reminded me of the four-wheeler that I once prayed and believed for, the one that I paid cash for, that I still use every day, that's dependable, and I couldn't even take it half the places where I take the side-by-side anyways. Now, there's nothing wrong with having goals and dreams, but instead of complaining about it, what I do not have, I choose to thank God for what I already do have. So whenever I talk about it, it sounds more like this. Lord, thank you for the four-wheeler that you've already blessed me with. Thank you that it's dependable and useful, and Lord, you know the desires of my heart, and I trust you with the rest. Gratitude changes your perspectives. Start your day with gratitude. God has been so good to us, there are countless things we can thank him for every single day. Don't wake up angry and frustrated and ready for a bad day just because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. If you wake up discouraged, roll over to the other side of the bed and thank God for coming. Thank him that you can walk or talk or hear. If you woke up in the morning, you have breath in your lungs. There's always something to be thankful for. Jesus is our example in everything. In Philippians 2:5, let the same attitude and purpose let the same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Jesus is our example. Even in suffering, he remained obedient to the Father. Think about what Jesus endured. The beating, the mocking, carrying the cross, the nails on his hands and feet. And I think about that. His willingness to endure all of it because he loved us. And I think about that. He was still grateful to do that, but I had a cut on my hand the other day, and I kept rubbing it. And I was thinking about how, you know, when, I don't know if you've watched The Passion. I think Mom showed clips of it and stuff, but when he's on that post and they go with the cattail or whatever that's got the nine things on it and hits his back and it rips all the way around him and rips his flesh. And then I think about that. He still had to carry the cross after that and think about that cross rubbing up and down on him the whole time. But he was still happy to do that for us. If anyone ever had a reason to complain, it was Jesus. He walked in humility, obedience, and love. That should challenge us to trust God in our sins. Thankfulness is God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. In all circumstances. Jesse, I'm pretty sure I told you I did one. Version, but I might have done it different. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So God's will, everybody has a will on our life, but right here it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. So it's kind of like before you go to kindergarten, you have to pass preschool. And so before God is going to work on giving our will that he has for us, we got to have a thankful heart. We got to work on that first. And then the next steps come through. So, notice the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. Not necessarily. So, let me start that. Notice the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, not necessarily for all circumstances. So no matter what you're facing, financial struggle, stress at work, sickness, marriage problems, disappointment, we can still thank God for His presence, faithfulness, and promises. This does not mean pretend the pain's not real. It means we choose not to let the pain become our identity. You can honestly pray, God, it's hard right now. I don't like what's going on. I don't understand everything that's happening, but I trust you and I thank you for your goodness in my life. If you cannot think of anything else, you can thank Him for at least your salvation and promise for eternal life. Gratitude increases joy. The more thankful you become, the more joyful you become. Complaining drains joy. Gratitude restores it. Some people spend so much time focusing on what's wrong and never notice what's right. A complaining spirit keeps people discouraged and defeated. Don't mind my control. But gratitude changes your outlook and strength and strengthens your faith. You can increase your joy by increasing your gratitude. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Psalms 107:22. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. And so sometimes your thankfulness is your sacrifice. Sometimes you're hurting, but you're thankful. Sometimes your life feels heavy, but you're thankful. Sometimes gratitude is the last thing you feel like offering. But that is often when thankfulness matters the most. You can say, God, there are a lot of things happening right now and I do not understand or enjoy. But I still thank you because you have been faithful to me. There's always more reasons to trust God than Him to give it on. I had a deal here a while back. Construction business is maybe, I mean, we're just a bank is really all we are. It just rolls through. And I had a lot of money out. A lot of money out, but I had a lot of money owed. More money owed, thankfully, that I needed to be paid, but I hadn't. I had invoices that were going out, and we're hitting like 60 to 90 days, and I hadn't got paid on them. And it was a lot of money that I was needed to come in. Well, I still have business costs. I still have payroll that I have to pay every week. These guys are working on prevailing wage jobs, and those add up a lot on that. And then payroll taxes, all that bull crap. Anyways, I was there and I was thinking about it, and the story of whenever they had all those people and they were need to feed them, they had 2 fish and 5 loaves. Well, they were there and, just a couple people wanted to grab extra. Lord, do not trust me, that I'll provide the next meal. And so that's the same thing He said to me. I'll provide the way. I'll provide the next meal. I'll provide the next payroll, everything. And moved on. He provided it. All those invoices came in. Everything's good, so things that I have to step back and think about as well. God uses every experience. Everything we go through becomes a part of our testimony. God can use our experiences to teach us, to mature us, to help us, and to help us help other people. Sometimes the hardest season becomes the very thing God uses to encourage someone. God does not waste pain. Romans 8:28. Don't worry, I have it. And we know that in all things God works for good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. I have this other one, this other scripture. Did I give you Philippians 4:6-7? Oh, we're on the one here. Don't worry. Don't worry. Learn to pray about everything. Give thanks to God as you ask Him for what you need. The peace of God is much greater than the human mind can understand. This peace will keep your heart and mind through Christ. So, as we go on with our day, just know that God's with us. His peace is with us. And as the week goes on, try to challenge yourself to have gratitude and things. If you find yourself something bad goes on, you want to complain about it, change your thoughts. I'm all the time like, don't, have to correct myself or whatever. Or if I hear someone says something, like I see something on Facebook, I'm like, well, no wonder, you're poor or whatever. So, anyways, that's about it.